Jeremiah chapter 37. And King Zedekiah, the son of Hosiah, reigned instead of Coniah, the son of Jehoiakim, whom Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, made king in the land of Yehuda. But neither he nor his servants nor the people of the land did listen to the words of Yahweh, which he spoke by the through the prophet Jeremiah. And Zedekiah the king sent Jehukal the son of Shelemiah and Zephaniah the son of Maaseiah the priest to the prophet Jeremiah, saying, "Pray now to Yahweh, our Elohim, for us." Now Jeremiah came in and went out amongst the people, for they had not put him into prison. And then Pharaoh's army had come forth out of Egypt. And when the Chaldeans that besieged Jerusalem heard news from them of them, they left from Jerusalem. And then came the word of Yahweh to the prophet Jeremiah, saying this, "Thus says Yahweh, the Elohim of Israel, thus will you say to the king of Yehuda, who had sent you to me to inquire of me, understand, Pharaoh's army that has come forth to help you will return to Egypt into their own land, and the Chaldeans will come again and fight against this city and take it and burn it with fire. Thus says Yahweh, do not deceive yourselves by saying, the Chaldeans will surely depart from us, for they will not depart. For though you had smitten the whole army of the Chaldeans who fight against you, and there remained only wounded men amongst them, yet would they rise up every man in his tent and burn this city with fire. And it came to pass that when the army of the Chaldeans had broken up from Jerusalem for fear of Pharaoh's army, then Jeremiah went out of Jerusalem to go into the land of Benjamin, to separate himself from there in the midst of the people. And when he was in the gate of Benjamin, a captain of the ward was there, whose name was Iriah, the son of Shelemiah, the son of Hananiah. And he took Jeremiah the prophet, saying, "You fall away to the Chaldeans." And then Jeremiah said, "It is false what you have said. I will not fall away to the Chaldeans." But he did not listen to him. And so Iriah took Jeremiah and brought him to the princes. For this reason the princes were angry with Jeremiah, and they struck him, and they put him in prison in the house of Jonathan the scribe, for they had made that prison. When Jeremiah had entered into the dungeon and into the cabins, and Jeremiah had remained there many days, then Zedekiah the king sent and took him out. And the king asked him secretly in his house and said, "Is there any word from Yahweh?" Jeremiah said, "There is, for," said he, "you will be delivered into the hand of the king of Babylon." Moreover, Jeremiah said to the king Zedekiah, "What have I offended against you, or against your servants, or against this people, that you have put me in prison? Where are your prophets now who prophesied to you when they said, 'The king of Babylon will not come against you, nor against this land'? For this reason, hear now, I ask of you, O my master the king, let my supplication, I ask of you, be accepted before you, that you cause me to not return to the house of Jonathan the scribe, lest I die there." And then Zedekiah the king commanded that they should commit Jeremiah to the court of the prison, and that they should give him daily a piece of bread out of the baker's street, until all the bread in the city had been given out. Thus Jeremiah remained in the court of the prison. End of chapter.